Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I'm so excited that my guest today is Coco. Do you want to say hi, Coco?
Hello.
And I'm so excited to actually be in sunny, very sunny today, Los Angeles in the West Hollywood or WeHo Pleasure Chest store. I don't get to make it out here that often, so I'm so excited to be talking to you in the flesh here in the City of Angels. And will you tell everyone what do you do at the Pleasure Chest?
So I have been here for almost 5 years, or pretty much 5 years now. And I started off in customer service, became a sex specialist, which is a whole thing. We get tested on regularly on product knowledge and sexual health knowledge. And then I just kind of moved up, and I'm now manager and have been for a couple of years now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I guess it's a little overdue. Congratulations. It's been a few years. Tell me, what do you do when you're not at the Pleasure Chest?
I stare at the wall a lot. I hang out with my queer friends.
Cool.
I study astrology. I do a lot of kind of metaphysical occult study.
Awesome. I noticed the beautiful crystal around your neck.
Thank you.
Is that a particular kind of crystal?
It's aqua aura quartz, which is just a regular quartz that's heat treated with 24 karat gold, which makes it this really pretty blue color.
Oh my god, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I also love that it's treated with 24 karat gold. That's fantastic. Is there anywhere that you recommend in LA for good crystal shopping?
I love Spellbound Sky in Silver Lake.
Okay.
It's my go-to.
Might have to make it over there. Spellbound Sky, Silver Lake. Okay, excellent. So it's Halloween season. It's actually not right now, but we're going to be releasing this for Halloween. And Halloween is actually one of my favorite holidays, and I don't love that many holidays. So do you like Halloween? What are your feelings
about
it?
I love Halloween. That's my favorite holiday. Absolutely. I love the fall.
Awesome.
And
me too.
And I love dressing up.
Cool.
I love themes.
Excellent. Well, our theme of today is dress up. So in honor of Halloween, I thought that it would be great for us to talk about the intersection of sexuality and attire or costumes. So to start us off, I'd love to ask you, why are people into sexy costumes?
What I like about costumes is that it adds another element to sexiness. I mean, you think about it when you're a kid and you're role playing or something like that, you put on a cape. And you feel like a superhero.
Absolutely.
So in kind of, I like translating childhood fun time imagination to sexy adult, fun time imagination.
Yeah, because we were all at one point given a lot more encouragement to play and use our imagination. So as adults, practicing consensual sexuality, we sometimes get a little alienated from that playful side, and costumes can help bring that back.
Yeah, and you can also, get a little darker and sultrier. It doesn't have to be absolutely playful with attire, but it's basically what I think about is whatever mood you're trying to achieve, having the right, you know, costume or attire will help you put, you know, it'll help you feel like a superhero if that's what you're going for. If you want to go younger or something like in some age play, like schoolgirl tends to be a really popular kind of sexy attire costume.
Mm-hmm.
And like some pet play and stuff with the ears and things like that. So there are lots of ways to kind of get into, you know, your sexy space by using your attire. And it's, I think it's just like how you feel, you know, a lot of people, clothing helps them feel a certain way.
So it's about how you look when you put on the costume, but it's also about how you feel when you're wearing the costume.
Yeah,
maybe like, that's even how you feel is maybe even more important than how you look.
Yeah, I think so. And then we talked a little bit earlier about corsets and stuff, right? Mm. So if you're not feeling comfortable wearing a corset, it's going to be harder for you to like exude or like feel sexy if you're just like, oh, I can't breathe.
So true. I mean, I have always felt that way. I feel a lot sexier in, I don't know, like, for example, cotton leopard print leggings.
I know, those are pretty amazing. I like the little ankle. Oh,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I like, I feel sexiest when I'm wearing something that I can pounce in. But that's one of the reasons that I like leather so much, is that it tends to be forgiving and have a lot of give and really sort of show the wear and tear of rough play. And then, of course, you just get a nice bootblack to moisturize it and shine it up and take care of it for you, right? And that's an extension of the fun.
Yeah, getting primal is really fun.
Absolutely.
Messy hair.
Now you're singing my song. So next I want to ask you, what's the difference between a sexy costume and fetish gear?
I feel like with fetish gear, it's more of a commitment, you know, tends to be more involved in kind of like a lifestyle. Fetish gear also tends to be more expensive.
That's
whereas
true.
Sexy wear gear is kind of intended for like, oh, I'm wearing it for the nights or under this trench coat or however.
Or for Halloween.
Yeah, or for Halloween, exactly.
Which for some people can be a chance to get in touch with a sexual persona or identity that they feel permission to do that during Halloween, right? So they feel permission to perhaps come into the pleasure chest and shop for a dominatrix outfit because they're quote unquote playing a dominatrix or dressed up as a dominatrix for Halloween, but maybe the impulse to embody that archetype or to, you know, feel like a powerful femdom is maybe something that they've always wanted, and maybe dressing up like that for Halloween could be their first chance to be like, but what about all those other days of the year that I could be a femdom?
Yeah, and I think too with Halloween, it's just kind of like when you choose your costume or your look, it's like, how do I want to present? Like, what is, you know, and doms tend to be sexier. Like, that's what they give off, unless, you know, primal doms are also sexy.
Yeah, definitely.
But, you know, you think like super sleek, very tight clothing, very like restrained.
Yeah, constricted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, you know, there's some femmes who don't get to access that as easily in their everyday, you know, clothing or expression, that having Halloween is that time to put on like a cat suit or something. Yeah,
absolutely. And you know, the other thing that I wanted to ask about fetish gear is that, you know, anyone can put on a vinyl cat suit or some brightly colored like teddy lacy lingerie like I saw when I was walking through the store, or even a puppy hood or a, you know, leather chest harness, regardless of gender. But for some people, those clothes or the material that makes up those clothes or a certain style or cut or category of those clothes is actually their sexual fetish. And when they put on the harness, you know, or they put on the latex dress, or they put on their stockings, or they put on their stilettos or their rubber, you know, or they put on their leather boots, that's when sex is starting. You know, getting dressed up like that is their foreplay. So do you see folks like that coming into the store?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I feel like when we're talking about, you know, the difference between fetish gear, fetish wear versus kind of just the costumey, I feel like fetish wear counts as a costume. Mm. But not all costumes are fetish wear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when people are drawn to certain fetish gear, it does come down to the material.
Mm-hmm.
So with latex, that a lot of people who are drawn to latex love the smell, that kind of rubbery smell.
Yeah,
kind of
like
shiny.
A balloon.
Yeah. Second skin. Mm. Look, and then the leather, I hear a lot about, like, the smell of leather.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Is something that, and like the feel and the association with kind of like skin, animal, primal stuff, right?
Yeah, and being really tough, you know. Folks have said to me that when they wear leather, even just out in public walking down the street, they're amazed by how much less they get fucked with. Like, people who experience harassment every day put on leather and then they don't get fucked with as much, which I like find really beautiful and totally a turn on.
Yeah, like leather, it comes down to presentation, right? Mm-hmm, and wanting mm-hmm. to engage in that, like walking down the street in leather jacket, like you walk a different, like wearing shoulder pads, you walk a different way.
Totally.
Yeah, you carry yourself differently. So yeah, with fetish gear, and I feel like shoes are a huge thing in fetish stuff.
Absolutely,
right?
Yes.
Like boots, and then a lot of props carry a lot of symbolism in fetish gear, where with the more costume stuff, it's like, oh, you're a French maid, and you've got this feather duster, right? In kink and fetish wear, you have, like, the symbolism of gloves, like black gloves.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
A lot more. These associate, so I feel like the fetish gear is more symbolic and definitely more of an investment and can be more lifestyle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, some folks will just wear it on special occasions or on the weekends when they go out to the dungeon, stuff like that, where the costumes, I feel like the, you know, kind of costume, Halloween costume stuff is around Halloween, where they have that designated day or like a date night or something, and they want to surprise their partner.
Which is great. And, you know, also, something that you just touched on is the idea that certain kinds of fetish gear can also be a cultural signifier, right? Like, you can wear, like, a daddy hat, or you can wear a, you know, really anything made of leather.
And, or a collar.
Or a collar, absolutely. Yeah. And then that signals to, you know, that might be street legal, right? So you could go out in public in like non-private or non like sexy coded spaces wearing that. And then other people will, you know, give you the nod.
Yeah.
Or it could be a way to cruise. It could be a way to indicate, like, hey, I'm cruising around in this leather gear because I'm looking for other people who are into leather, which generally tends to indicate an interest in BDSM. It tends to, you know, it often tends to designate some form of queerness, right? So in that way, you're also signaling, like, hey, you're safe with me because we're both leather.
Yeah, or like, check me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm different.
I'm feeling myself.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's also interesting, too. Within the last couple of years, it seems like within the mainstream fashion, they have taken, like, harnesses are a thing they've taken, collars.
Totally.
And I'm like, do you know what that means?
Yeah. I mean, that can be, it can be great because it shows that there's cultural resonance that is translating all over, but it can also dilute that cultural significance of those things, right? Because it used to be that I would walk down the street and see somebody else in a leather jacket and I would be like, hello, fellow leather dyke, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, oh, but actually maybe you just got that at the mall, which is great, but, like, you know, you do you, but
I thought we were gonna hook up here.
yeah. I mean, if nothing else, sometimes it's just a disappointment.
Yeah.
But also, I guess it could be a conversation starter. You know.
Yeah. I mean, fetish gear, I think, also looks amazing. Like, there is a reason that it's drawn. It's always kind of infiltrated mainstream fashion in little ways, but it's definitely more mainstream now, especially with the collars. Like, we have some really cute collars.
Yeah.
So I even have friends who just come and just shop for collars with no, like, DS thing attached to it. And when I go out, I'm like, do you know, like I see the O-ring collars.
Yeah.
Yeah, which are different. I'm like, whoa, I love your collar. And then again, the conversation, I was like, oh, okay. Like, you don't know what this is, but it looks cute.
Yeah, totally. So one thing that I have always really appreciated about the pleasure chest is that there's a really thoughtful variety of selection of sexy attire. You know, some sex toy stores will have kind of like some lacy lingerie or stockings as an afterthought. And then, of course, there are some places who specialize in fetish gear and rubber or latex or leather, etc. But the pleasure chest has always seemed to have a really nice variety of stockings and lingerie and hoods and collars and leather wear and latex wear. And I really appreciate that. And I'm wondering, what are, besides the ones that you've mentioned, what are some of your favorite kinds of sexy attire that are here at the pleasure chest?
I like, my favorite ways of utilizing all the sexy attire that we have is mixing it in with my everyday wear, especially if I'm going out. So it's just kind of like a crotchless fishnet bodysuit or a body stocking or something, and yes, wearing it under a dress, sometimes no bra, or in like a skirt or something, and then kind of having, I like playing with that stuff a lot, like mixing kind of innocent looks with the, you know, sexier sultry looks. I like to mess with that a lot. So I love doing that. And the accessories too. The stockings are huge thing for me, because we have the back seam stockings, which
cool.
I really like.
Cool.
And then they're easier because they're, you know, they're not like the fancy, super fancy, like agent provocateur kind of stockings, right? So I would be afraid to mess those up during play. So I like having the option of having like my favorite are the nude stockings with the contrasting back seam that we have. So
Like the Cuban heel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. So those are my go-tos, is just like the hosiery and mixing in like the kinkier body suits with, you know, some everyday wear.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Latex that we carry is polymorph, which is super high quality. Like, for the latex fetishists out there, they're gonna know polymorph, and I believe we're the only retailer on the West Coast that carries it.
Whoa, that's amazing.
Yeah, they're amazing, like handmade and like very high quality when you feel them. So I'm very impressed with that.
So polymorph is the company that makes the latex.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we carry that. We also started carrying these neoprene items that have been doing really well. So
awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of like scuba diving material, which you didn't think would be sexy.
Yeah.
But feels really cool. Like,
yeah.
It's like latex, but not as intense with like hair and all that. Latex, that's not a fetish for lazy folks.
No, which is why it's not mine. I admire and appreciate it. And I do really like the smell, even though I tend to prefer natural materials. I have come to really sort of enjoy that latex smell, especially like an, you know, a silicone lubed up, you know, sleek latex, well, you know, outfit with a person in it.
Yeah.
it is definitely like you smell that and you know you're in a sexy space, which I think is true for a lot of fetishists, whether it's leather or latex, or I suppose that also. Definitely stockings have a smell, especially the way that they absorb body smells, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So neoprene, that's really awesome. Yeah, a little bit more forgiving than latex.
Yeah.
Cool.
So those are, I think, our big specialty items that we carry. We have also a lot of like wet look items, which are really fun. So if you don't want to commit to latex or neoprene, because they're going to be pricier.
Tell me what wet look means.
Wet look is, I don't even know what the material is specifically, but it looks like dull latex.
Okay.
And it feels really soft to touch.
Okay.
So
I've seen that. I've like, it's kind of like vinyl.
Yeah.
But it's.
Softer.
Oh, cool.
Softer. So vinyl or like PVC is going to be like plastic. Like that looks like lubed up latex, right? Versus.
Right.
Yeah. So we have the PVC and the wet look stuff, which for folks who aren't sure if they want to commit to latex and they're just like dipping their toes in, you know, kink costumes or kink wear, I feel like that's a good place to start. That's how I started, actually.
Oh, yeah?
When I was younger, I was really drawn to PVC, even before any, like, kink attachment to it. I was just like, oh, that looks so good and
yeah.
fun to touch, especially in, like, a nurse's uniform or something like that. So
definitely.
Yeah. Now that I'm older, I'm like, oh.
Yes, I have sense. I have many Hot Topic memories of PVC. And, yeah, and at the time, I would never have known the difference between vinyl versus latex. I mean, I had to learn all of that while working in a dungeon.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, cool. It seems like whether you really know what you're looking for in terms of fetish attire or whether you're completely new and you really want some guidance and some variety and to explore, that the pleasure chest is a really good place to shop
yeah.
for all kinds of sexy attire.
Mm-hmm. Well, in general, we try to have something for everyone, and that's not going to be limited to toys or anything like that. Like, definitely for, like, we used to carry a lot more just black, and we've introduced more color, and it's been doing really well.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I really like that. I'm always the person at the, like, in a sea of black in, like, a jewel tone or something like that. Because, colorful outfits make me feel sexy, and I think a lot of people feel that way too.
Yeah, I like mixing it up, some dark and some pastels.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So let's say that somebody walked into the pleasure chest and they said that they were looking for a sexy outfit, but it became clear that they didn't really have anything else specific in mind. They just knew they wanted something sexy, but they don't know what their style is. They don't know if they have a fetish for a material. Where would you start?
So is this person, are they wanting to commit more, or they're just kind of like, I have no idea. How do I start?
Let's say that they really just have no idea, but it sounds like if they can find the right thing, they're willing to make an investment, but maybe they don't want to splurge on something unless they feel pretty confident that they're going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
How would you help them to find the right thing?
I would probably start off with the boxed lingerie a little bit, because it's, you know, easy, like $30 or less usually, right?
Cool.
And then it comes with like a complete look. It's not going to last you like
mm-hmm.
some of the other ones, but as far as experimenting, I think that's great. And with any kind of kink costumes too, there are boxed kink items, which those are my favorite to incorporate with my everyday wear. Like a lot of caged looks, which is super in fashion right now.
Tell me what that means.
Like caged looks. So it's kind of like wearing a harness, but just having like cutouts. So it's very, there's a lot of lines.
Oh, cool.
In it.
Cool.
I really, I'm like touching. Like, you know. So yeah, just kind of having that peek out a little bit, so that can help people feel sexy. The boxed stuff that I like to recommend is like this French made one that we have.
Cool.
Because it's important too with boxed lingerie to get the right sizing sometimes, because usually it's like a one size fits most.
Mm.
But there's this one from this brand called 7 Till Midnight. And that one's my favorite because you have to find like a good fit on them, and there are ways to like work them out. But you tie it in the back, so it should be able to cover like most bodies generally. And that's kind of fun because it has the whole set with a little headband.
Cute.
And a little apron.
Yeah, and sometimes those super cheesy seeming outfits end up being cliched for a reason, right? Like, I remember the first time that a client gifted me a plaid schoolgirl skirt, and I'm pretty sure it was made by Hustler, and it basically is just like Velcro.
Yeah, I did have the Velcro.
Yeah. So
and it can tear away.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically a belt, right? Yeah. It's like not really a skirt.
Exactly.
But I was like, haha, okay, schoolgirl, I get it, you know, the Hustler store. I put it on, and yeah, I felt like I could really embody certain things that I might associate with that schoolgirl archetype, right? So whether I'm, you know, it made me feel bratty, or maybe made me feel like I was bad and needed to be punished because I was smoking in the girls' bathroom, you know what I mean? Like, it's it can be, and you know, it's like you put it on and you don't feel, it doesn't feel like any other kind of clothing. It becomes a very symbolic. Mm-hmm. And wearing something symbolic can be really powerful for doing the thing that I think is one of the hardest things about sexuality and kink for people, which is just completely like living in the moment and feeling present and not mm-hmm. bringing your worries or cares. And that's one of the things that sex and kink play can offer and can do, and costumes are a really great way to do that. And you don't have to break the bank while you're figuring out which costumes bring that out in you, you know, what your costume style is.
Yeah, I love the idea of using it as a way to be like present in your fantasy, because mm-hmm. it's so easy to have our fantasies out there and be like, oh, you know, this is what I'm wearing. But to like, that's something that's tangible that you can bring, and like,
yeah,
really embodying that is cool. Yeah. And it's kind of like the cape thing. When you put on the schoolgirl outfit, you're like, yeah, I feel like a schoolgirl.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this up right now.
Yeah. And when you put on a cat suit, all of a sudden you're like, you know, mean bitch who gets what she wants, right?
Yeah.
And you guys have fetish attire and sexy attire for people of all genders and mm-hmm. like a very wide variety of body types as well, right?
Yeah, we try to get and it's hard for plus size. It's hard to find things that aren't really cheesy.
Yeah.
That fit, you know, that are like nice. So we've done some like intense searching for stuff. It's harder to find, but we have picked up like a lot more plus size items and just specific designs just for plus size.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. And we carry hosiery from Glamoury, and they make just specifically hosiery for plus size.
Cool.
So that's we love that.
Yeah, there's nothing more frustrating than getting some stockings or tights and just realizing that they are not gonna fit around your size.
Squeezing your legs.
Yeah.
Compression socks.
Yeah, like not compression in a good way, like compression in a like, this is not made for my body. So that's really important. And what about like variety of gender stuff? It's, you know, it seems like there's like a lot of sexy attire for femmes and ladies and folks that are femme of center, but you guys have some masculine stuff out there too, right?
We've got all the harnesses and latex, you know, for more masculine presentations. We definitely have, and I think we're also going to be carrying, I think they're neoprene or some kind of jocks that you can pack in.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got style and practicality wrapped up in one. That's really great.
And we carry other things for gender expression that aren't necessarily like costumey, but like packers and the harnesses, or, you know, things to go with the packers, so that can easily come. I know when anytime I like wear a packer, and I'm not even doing it for any kind of kink purposes, but it just makes me, it's like kind of that same sense where I'm like, you walk a little different.
Totally.
I feel more confident at the like gay leather bar.
Oh my God, I love that. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, I mean, gender expression is not quite the same as a costume. And of course, you know, for some people, fetish gear is less a costume and more like an expression of their identity, right?
Yeah.
So the gender expression stuff is sort of has some overlap with that, right? That and you guys have that as well, the not only the the Packers, which are basically like dildos that are not hard.
Yeah, the flaccid ones.
Right.
Semi.
Yeah. So, you know, and then there are like special kinds of underwear basically that that you can put those, I don't know what you call them, toys, like that you would
pieces
that you would put the piece into, right, that you would put the packer into. And then, you know, you can either wear that like just like by itself if you're at a party or playing with your partner, or by yourself. I mean, I know lots of folks who, you know, find it really sexy to just like wear that around the house. But then also you can definitely put any kind of street legal clothes over that packer. And then, like you were saying, you know, you can walk down the street or go to the grocery store or whatever, like with that nice bulge in your pants. That's like your own, you know, either your thrill or your affirmation or both, or, you know, anything else. Yeah. That stuff is really important too.
It's fun. It's fun to mix it up too with just like the costuming stuff. Like putting on a packer and then the French maid outfit?
Yeah.
What?
Oh my God.
Imagination.
I love that. Is there any other kind of costuming or accessory or fetish attire that we haven't talked about yet?
Some like blindfolds or masks. Mm. That's a huge thing too. And I think that's a good intro for folks who are getting into kink for the first time or something like that. Because we always say when you have a hood on or, you know, like a mask, we have so much identification with our faces.
Oh my God, so
yeah.
True.
So when we can't see or when we have our faces covered, it's going to be a lot easier for folks to kind of get in that role or feel more comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. And so when you have, you know, certain, we have like a Zorro mask or like an Eartha Kitt, like cat eye mask.
Yes, oh my God, Eartha Kitt.
Yeah, so that helps with kind of getting into that role by taking your face identity or, you know, away.
Yeah, that's that is really true. I think that it is such a, I think that blindfolds and masks and hoods are such a simple way to transform the sex that you might have been having already into kinky sex. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And it is really amazing how just a small piece of fabric can transform your identity, both what you look like to others and how you feel. Mm-hmm. Anonymous behind the mask. Yeah. And also
it's good for folks who are nervous.
Too. Agreed.
Because if, you know, you're topping someone for the first time or something like that and they have a blindfold on and you drop something, you're just like, oh, they can't see.
Totally. That is a classic hoe trick right there. Yeah. And it works. And it's also amazing for the person who is wearing the blindfold. You know, I think that most people have experimented or had an experience of having a sense taken away and how much it heightens the other senses. Mm-hmm. Or alters your consciousness instantly.
Yeah.
And definitely having your sight taken away can feel like having a certain amount of power revoked, which for some people can be really hot.
Yeah, definitely. I like engaging in that for sure. Playing with the senses.
Cool. Well, Coco, it has been a pleasure talking to you about all kinds of costumes. I hope that there are listeners who either go to thepleasurechest.com or go into one of the New York stores at the Chicago store or the LA store and find a costume that they have never worn before for this Halloween, to use Halloween as an excuse to explore a different side of their sexy personality. Well, Coco, thank you so much for being my guest today, and I hope that we have you back soon.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I love talking about costumes.
And where can people find you online?
Let's see, me specifically?
Mm-hmm.
I am Meow Coco, MEOWKOKO on Twitter and Instagram. I don't have a huge social media presence, but
fair enough.
Any questions about, you know, packing and wearing French maid outfits?
Excellent. And if folks are in LA, they should come visit you at the WeHo store.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Totally. Thank you, Coco.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.